Jessica,
Mariam,
Amber,
Leah,
your girl Noelle,
and I'm Joy,
and we are the Ladies of Misperceptions.
All right, here we are, episode 4. What's up, ladies?
Hey!
I'm so excited because today's topic is from the late, great TLC.
I think really late.
Well, Left Eye is.
Wow.
Oh, we're talking about that kind of like, oh.
What about your friends? Will they stand their ground?
Hey! Are we not singing along anymore?
I was just singing with me.
I was looking at Noelle.
I
knew all the words. I ain't gonna hop in and say so.
Oh.
I'm gonna hop in with y'all.
This is where we at.
You can. She got the mean church hymn going. Okay, okay. All right, I hear you, sister. I'm in the pews. Oh, Lord. So, yes, we're going to be talking about what about your friends. I feel like these days now, people are really, like, honing in on friendship and people that you have surrounded around you. So, we wanted to chime in and give our opinion about it, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Especially in a church perspective about friends and what friendship is and all that other good stuff. So, you know how we do every episode. We start out with a segment. And this one is just a question. We still have yet to name this. I can't think of a name of how we're going to name this segment. But anyway, the concept of it is name the celebrity friends in your head. And
I have
why?
A ton.
Oh. Right, Joy? Joy is super excited right now.
I'm super popular in my head, guys.
Oh, you popping. You got the whole squad in your head. Okay. All right. All right. Well, Joy, who's your friends in your head?
Okay. Despite what you think, I did not say Cardi B.
I mean, she's a friend in my head, but go ahead.
But I do have Anna Kendrick. I actually met her, and I told her that she's my best friend in my head.
What'd she say?
She's like, okay, that's nice.
Was it like, okay, that's nice? Or was it like a...
Well, because she's always like low-key awkward. So she was just like, well, all right. Okay, that's nice. And I was like, take a picture, squeak.
Hashtag friendship goals.
Mindy Kaling. Love her.
Who was that?
Mindy. For the Mindy Project, The Office.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Chrissy Teigen.
Teigen?
Teigen. Her last name is Teigen.
Really?
Really? I thought it was Teigen.
I've been saying it wrong the whole time.
I was always saying it was Teigen, but then somebody was like, it's Teigen. I was like, oh, okay. I've been saying it wrong in my head.
I feel like everybody says it wrong.
Yeah.
Even her husband.
Yeah, she acknowledged that. And then the entire U.S. Women's National Team. My girls.
You gotta specify which sport, because there's a lot of U.S. national
team. It's the only one that matters. Soccer.
Okay. Okay.
And then the beautiful Zendaya.
I like Zendaya.
She's my mini queen.
I hear you. Okay. I can see that squad. But Cardi really didn't make the cut though.
She'd be cool to hang out with once or twice, but I don't know if I can keep that same energy.
Girl, she would have you tired.
Exactly.
I don't know. I feel like Cardi wouldn't have you tired. I don't know. I feel like she does it all for the gram, though.
You think so?
I think
she
so.
Might.
She's probably low-key.
She is like
2 years old.
I don't know. I feel like now that she's a whole married woman and like she got a kid now, maybe it's because of the carpool karaoke vibe that I got from her, which I loved, by the way. I don't know. I just felt like I got the other side. I was like, yes, Cardi, I could get down with you.
Oh, all right. All right.
I'm just be quiet. Who's going next?
How about that?
We know who on your list.
Yes, she's on my list. Cardi, hey, listen, if you listen to us, you my best friend in my head. I'm going to tell you that right now.
You, Cardi.
You that other side. Best friend. But anyway. Anybody else?
I'll go next.
Of course.
All right. I didn't do it like Tutu Hood. So like one is like really, really old school. Don't judge me. But Brandy, if you're listening, you're totally the best friend in my head. I don't know. It's just something about you. I feel like you could just hang with like me and the girls. I just feel like you'll just fit right in. Like,
I don't know. She kind of annoyed me with the whole Monica thing.
Oh, what?
Joy! I totally pick sides. I really see. Did. I really did.
Are you talking about the whole boy is mine?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't. Right.
And then I took one to church. I didn't, like, do it, hood, my lineup. I wanted to, but I didn't. For the church folks. Totally, like, Sarah Jakes.
You are my best friend
in my head because, like, you love the Lord, but, like, you're slightly hood. And I just feel like when I meet you one day, you're going to be like, oh, girl, I'm vibing with you. Like, you're the best friend I always wanted. I don't need too many friends. I causes too many problems. Right, but that's it.
No, I can't. Amber, you got some friends in your head?
This was hard. I don't know. I was like, I don't know. I want to be friends with nobody. Oh! But no. You know what? Me thinking about it, I was like, okay. Riri, she's a Bajan girl.
Yes!
I did have her on my list.
Yeah, she's from Barbados. Like, she was a little crazy back then. But I think we would vibe.
Okay.
I might stalk their house. Like,
I see you with Riri.
I could see that.
I could see you with Riri.
Yeah.
I was definitely rocking to better have my money on the way here, so I should add her on my list.
Yeah.
Your face, no. You was looking like.
No, because you know what's funny is that I had a coworker of mine was definitely playing that today, and I was like, it's mad loud on the other side of the hospital.
She felt
coming down, and then like the patient rolled down, and then it stopped. I was like, yeah.
She was talking to somebody.
Man, that was funny.
I want you to hear this.
That was funny. It's funny.
That's why they pay up.
Yes. Noelle, who's your friends?
Friends in my head. Issa Rae is one.
Ooh, yes!
For sure, because she's so freaking funny. And she says whatever's on her mind, much like myself. And half the time, it gets us into trouble. What was the other one?
But it's good trouble, though.
So. It's good trouble. It's good trouble.
Okay.
Most times. I had somebody else, but now I forgot. Come back.
Okay.
Come back.
Go ahead, Miriam.
I'm like Amber. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how these people are in real life, you know? Like, how much do you really know about people and celebrities, right? So, I don't know. I love Jennifer Aniston. I love her.
Okay.
I do love her. I love a lot of people. I don't know. I love Queen Latifah. I love all of them.
Queen Latifah.
I love her.
Yes. That's my girl.
I love them. I have an old soul, so I know I'm young. But I love anybody.
Girl, I hear you. Did you think of your person?
I didn't. What happened? They ain't your best friend.
Right. They might cut me off and I don't even know it.
Don't block my number. All right, forget it. Issa, it's just you and me, girl.
I know I was like kind of obsessed with what's her name? Kimora for a little bit.
Lee Simmons?
Yeah.
Ah.
But then like she started hanging out with a certain group of people and yeah, after one episode of The Kardashians, it was like,
ew.
We're not friends.
That
anymore.
Was it. Goodbye.
Bye.
You broke up with your imaginary friend.
We're done. We had the whole argument in my head.
How could you?
Right? Why? What is wrong with you? But I really rock with Yvonne Orji, though. From Insecure, too. So.
Oh, that's Molly. I like her, too. And she has a podcast, also.
Jeez and Jalove, listen, shout out to y'all. I love you. But she's funny, like,
she is.
She's like a real super dope Christian. So I was like, me and you can rock.
I like her too.
Yeah. And then I have Cardi on the other side, so, you know.
Ooh, Amanda Seals too.
Oh, yes!
Love Amanda Seals.
Love her.
I love me some
Cardi. Oh, woke friend. You know what? I can hang with Kendrick Lamar too.
Hey, okay, wait. If we're going to talk about different friends,
I can actually date Kendrick Lamar. I'm just saying.
If we do it like brother, like I got one.
I can see him as my brother friend.
I got like
no, because he's married. Because once my celebrity crushes get married, I legit like back off.
That's it.
I really do. Except for Jason Momoa. you and Lisa don't work out, you can come find me. But everybody else, y'all been,
you respect it, on, right? Respect you put it to the side. If we doing like Big Brothers for forever, I'm saying hold. Like,
of course,
right? Of course. But I don't think y'all really understand. Like,
actually, I'm surprised you're not saying Cam.
Hove takes it, but I do love Cam. But Hove takes it. Like, in my head, we go way back. I just feel like I could be like the little sister. Like,
yeah, quoting all his lyrics in every text message.
So
yeah.
I'm just saying. Get it. I'm happy y'all know. Y'all get it now.
Yeah, Kendrick is definitely Big Brother vibes.
I love Kendrick.
He's good. He's good. Okay. Well, anybody else got any other best friends? I was like, oh, the way she just curled her top lip, bro. I wish we could mean this right now. Y'all don't understand. Well then, so since we already talked about all this good stuff, I asked the ladies, we're going to jump to our topic of the night. What about your friends? And I gave the ladies a question. What is a friend to you? Think about an experience you have had of people you have come in contact with, or were these people genuinely friends with you, or are they genuinely friends with you? I was like, or pretty much like, are they attached to you because of your anointing, or are they attached to you because of who you are, or they know who you are, like genuinely or even non-genuinely? Because we know these days we live in a very social media driven society now, in which, yeah, some of these people and these friendships, and it's very confusing as to what's real and what's fake. And especially, like, are you out here shooting with me in the paint, or are you riding the sideline like, hey, yeah, bro, I see you working, but I'm gonna stay over here kind of thing. So, yeah, so I just wanted to know, how do you guys, what is your definition of friends, and, you know, what does that look like for y'all? Anybody want to start?
I started with the last segment, so y'all go on and take over.
Well, a friend to me is someone that I can just genuinely be myself with.
Okay.
I feel like that person I would obviously share some type of bond, experience, belief with, something that would draw us to one another. And then someone I can trust.
Okay. Anybody else? Y'all are killing me today.
No, because I was going to say something, but then I saw Marion was going to say something, and we just, like, opened our mouth at the same time. It's like, no, you go ahead.
No, you go.
Go ahead, Marion.
Go ahead, Marion.
I think a good friend is, like, one you can stop somewhere and go right back where you started. So, you know, someone you can always talk to, and stuff's going on, they need their break, and everybody's going, you know, has stuff going on, then you could just go right back.
Okay.
Right back and where it begins. Someone you can rely on, someone you could trust, someone who you don't have to think too much. Can I tell them about this without them mocking me? Can I tell them about this? And they could just be there for me, just, you know, someone you could just go feel free. Just feel free to be around and
right.
can talk to.
Anybody else?
I agree. I think you should just feel natural with whoever they are. Like, you don't feel like you have to put on anything. You have to be this. You got to wear this. You got to do this. You know, you don't have, it's not just for show. You know what I mean? Some people just want friends for show.
Right.
Like, I got all these people around you, but are they really friends? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Do they really know you? Do you really know them? And, like, what's their purpose? Mm-hmm. So.
I kind of define friend as someone who I think I can call at 2:00 in the morning. Whether I just need to talk or if I need bail money.
Girl. Yeah, right. They be right there with you.
That's true.
Right. Not me again.
Don't come in here.
Nah, I haven't needed to be bailed out at all. But I just look at it as someone who I know I could go to if I needed them. But it's funny because I have, like, different sets of friends. I have, like, you guys as, like, one circle. Then I have, like, my former co-workers as one circle. Then I have, like, other church friends. And then I have, like, another group. And I think out of all of them, I think you guys know the most about me. But then there's people in each group that only know certain parts of me. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I know what you mean.
But I'm still close with all of them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. But you do have friends that, like, I feel like you can go to for certain things. It doesn't make you less of a friend, but some friends are better with, like, relationship advice. Some friends, they know you in and out, so you could totally be yourself, and you don't have to worry about, oh, like, can I tell you this? Are you going to judge me? You know, some friends are just good in different areas, but I have to be able to trust you. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to have to front. I want you to know me. Like, okay, Leah is crazy, but her heart is pure, and I'm rocking with her.
So. Right. So, with that, what have been your experiences with friends? As in good, the bad, the ugly? Like, so we were just talking about how we were... like what a friend is to us and like how we are with different, I guess you could say groups of friends. So I guess you can say at the end of the day, what makes that, how do you say something that I guess you can say can last? Like, for instance, I know for you, you were saying something about like that you could always come back kind of thing. So in that sense, what happens, like, that would make you kind of fall apart, but then would come back to being friends? Does that make sense?
Mm. Yeah. So, like, I don't know, like, life, like, I know, you know, if someone gets married, for example, they need to focus on that part of their life. Or, like, if they have a child, they need to focus on that part of their life. And they might, you know, not be trying to seclude people out of their life. Or, like, someone starting school or someone starting a new job or someone just going through something. They just need their space or, like, they're growing. You know, it's not that they're necessarily kicking people out of their lives. But it's just that understanding of this is how I am. This is how I go into a new journey. Or this is how I go through a tough time. And being able to understand that without being so... offended or upset, but just being able to understand that friend.
That's good, because I feel like you just preached my whole life, because I know, like, when I had Liv, I guess you can say that is where I found out who my true friends were and who weren't for me. I guess you could say it took that huge life change to say, okay, these people are really for me, and these people are clearly not, like, friends at all. And I think that that taught me the definition of friendship in that sense, because I had people who I thought I was really close to really, like, I guess you could say betray me the most with dealing with me and, like, trying to, I guess you could say, play middleman, but at the same time not really play middleman, but play telephone, because you know how, like, when you play telephone, things get...
message gets distorted.
So, and then not even, like, I feel like putting me in situations where it was just, like, super uncomfortable, like, for me, and then certain conversations that happen where I'm just like, yeah, this is not... this is not right. This isn't that. So I totally agree with you with what you just said. Like, and then even at that circumstance as well brought, like, my best friend back. Because me and her had gone astray for a little bit. And at the end of the day, when it came down to that circumstance, when I told her, hey, I'm pregnant, by the way, it was like, drop everything. We haven't spoken for like a year and a half, but let's pick back up. But at the same time, we did have to deal with those situations that happened before that, I guess you could say, God had taken us on a path for our each and own, like, individual growth. So I feel like it's almost like a relationship too, like what happens in relationships. Mm-hmm. I know that personally happened to me. So, I mean, I feel like it shouldn't have to take a life event, but sometimes life events like that really do show you, like, who's in your corner, who's really not. So, I mean, that's just my personal testimony. I don't know about y'all. Anybody else?
Have, like, a testimony?
I've had people where they were better described, they should have been better described as associates, but I move them up into friends and or into the worst was the best friend position. And yeah, they definitely didn't last long. They lasted longer than they should have. But they were definitely instances where it was more what they could get out of me than and what I could do for them than an actual true friendship. And while I'm glad that situation is all done and over with, right, and I wish them the best, I'm good.
I mean, yeah, that's all you really can do at the end of the day, because it's like, you're right, there are certain friends for certain seasons, and there are, I guess you could say, certain people that just attach themselves to, like, where you're going. And I feel like, kind of in the church, that happens a lot. I think you see it a lot more because people attach themselves to anointings. They're like, oh, that person is so anointed. I need to come up underneath that oil. And it's just like, how do you deal with that? Like,
don't leave. I just been looking like, don't touch me. Stay over there.
I legit thought that she was like the meanest person when I first met her, because she was just with the eye roll and the side eye, and I was just like, no
friends. That face that she's making right now.
Yeah. And I was just like, I don't know if this would ever work. And
literally, now bro, look at you.
She's my best friend.
I can say the same thing about Amber, because when we were in the same like new members class, and I was like, this girl has a daughter too. Oh, wait, they go to the same school. Let me try to make friends. And she's just like, hi.
So, I mean, if we're going to have to like, do it, Lord. We
have the same vibe. I agree. I'm very slow to open up. Very slow. And I feel like because of it, if you last that long and you could be my friend,
right? She's like, I'm already afraid you through this too right now. But yeah, no, I mean, like, there definitely are friends for like certain seasons and like different seasons. And I think that at the end of the day, something that we're going to talk about later in the season is discernment, is to know who is really there for a certain season and who is not supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. Because I know I had listened to a sermon recently, and one of the things he was saying was that we are made to be in relationship with each other, whether it be romantic relationship, but also you do need friends. You do need friends to be very vulnerable with. You need friends to have support, because he used the analogy of Peter, when Jesus came onto the boat and told him to cast his net out, and he cast his net out, and Peter had so much fish that he could not, you know, contain, of course, but he called upon his friends to come and help. So it's like kind of getting underneath, like, you need friends to support you, because your friends that are supporting you and that are there for you, like, for real, that you can call on, guess what, at the end of the day, they're going to catch the overflow of the anointing or the blessings that you have. Mm-hmm. So therefore it's a double portion for everybody. So everybody eating. So, you know, I just love that analogy when he said that, and I was just like, oh, this is pretty dope. I need me a, you know, we need some, we got the Moseses out here, and we need the Aarons, you know, we need the, I can't think of another Bible duo right now. Why can't I think? Does anybody else know any Bible duos besides Moses and Aaron?
Silas and Peter.
Okay, there you go. But yeah, we need more of those people, you know? That's going to help us out, you know? So, I mean, that's what I think. I think we should really look at our friendship circles and see, like, what about your friends? What about
them? In the secular. Well, it's not really. Well, I guess it could be secular, but whatever. I remember when, I don't know, it was like third or fourth grade, our teachers were going around and was like, who do you want to be when you grow up? Like, if you could be anybody famous, who would you want to be? And I was like, Janet Jackson's best friend.
Like, oh, no.
Third grade? I don't know, it was like third or fourth grade, something like that. And I was just like, why would I want to be the person that's like getting hounded by the cameras? I was like, I'll just be the best friend and just like reap all the benefits.
Well, isn't that like Oprah and Gail? Yeah. I know we mad at Gail right now. Oh, but say. But isn't that like Oprah and Gail?
Are we really mad at Gail?
I'm really not, but why? It really wasn't her. It really it's wasn't not her fault. Okay, sorry, tangent, guys. It's really not her fault that whatever station she works for, whoever was running that interview, that they chose that particular clip at this particular
time. Yeah.
It was too soon. It was kind of insensitive.
But I feel like
it's part of his history.
It is, but you could have had some respect for like his wife and children.
Only thing that I took issue with is when she asked Lisa Leslie the question, and then it's like, well, you wouldn't really see it that way because you're his friend.
She kind of pushed.
And I was just like, first of all, you haven't addressed your whole Harvey Weinstein connection. So why are you?
Check your friends, sis. Exactly. What about your friends? See? See, even though our tangents are
tied together. See? And then I was just like, but if you are going to dismiss her answer, why are you asking the question? Exactly. That was my whole issue with it. Okay. But at the same time, I was like, she's just doing her job. Why are y'all hounding her? Because if she didn't ask the question, there would be people like, well, why didn't you ask about the rape? Why didn't you ask about the allegations? Like, so that's how I feel.
No. All right. I think it was very insensitive and too soon. But that's just me.
I was like, you know what? This is her job.
Exactly. To ask those questions. It really is. And I do commend Oprah for standing up for her friend. And she's just like, she's not okay. Like, it is not okay what is going on. I can't say anything
because I still didn't see the interview.
Not even a matter of the interview.
When I look it up, I see the reaction. Like, where's the interview?
Yeah, nobody cares about the interview. All they care about is that clip that mm-hmm. station put out. That's it.
I still think that she was the wrong person to ask the question. Right. Only because she hasn't addressed her whole connection to Harvey Weinstein. That's it. Because to me, it seemed hypocritical.
Y'all gotta get it together with y'all friends. What's the question y'all want to ask the people out here?
Who's their celebrity friend?
Ooh, yeah.
I want to know.
We need answers.
Why? We need these answers. So we need y'all to go on our Instagram. It's going to be posted on all of our social media sites. And we want to know, who are y'all celebrities' friends? We want to know. Any closing remarks, ladies?
Listen, choose your friends wisely.
Ooh, yes. Because they can have you out here looking crazy. Choose an advantage.
Choose friends that you can grow with. I can't do that.
That's very true. But yeah, so we want to know. We'll see y'all on the blogs. We'll see you on the social media sites. And I think we good with this episode. So we'll see y'all on the next one, guys.
Bye.
Until next time.
Go to the website and shoot us an email at info@misperceptionspod.com. We want to hear your feedback, your prayer requests, and your questions. Keep it funky. For all marketing opportunities and interest in sponsorship, you can contact us at our email as well.
You can also keep the conversation going by following us on Facebook or Instagram at misperceptionspod, MISSPERCEPTIONSPOD, and on Twitter at